السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله.
رمضان مبارك. I miss you.
Can't do that.
I wanted to, in today's reflection, look at a few verses, three verses from Surah Al-Anfal, verses 142 through 144. And this is a very interesting set of verses because it's a point in the story of our beloved Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, after he had succeeded. But at the same time, he was just beginning the journey. And what do I mean? He had journeyed his whole life, grown up with the Pharaoh, fled the Pharaoh, was called back to the Pharaoh, led his people to freedom through the parting of the Red Sea. And there, at the base of the mountain, he was called up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in retreat. And his people were now safe. He had accomplished what seemed to be the impossible, to face the most powerful tyrant on the face of the earth. And here he is, having successfully navigated that challenge and brought his people to freedom. Yet this is the point in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of him to leave his people behind and ascend the mountain. And he could, as a prophet, have received revelation in any fashion. He didn't need to leave for 30 days. So let us read these verses, knowing that this is the point in his story, in his life's journey, where he had reached. For he says, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I'm getting old, I have to take off my glasses now. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشَرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ وَأَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. And when we appointed for Moses 30 nights, something else is happening for 30 nights. What is that? Ramadan. All right. There's something there. For 30 nights we appointed for him to go up to the mountain, to be in isolation, to be in reflection, to be away from the world, the worldly affairs, for 30 nights. And then we added 10 more to them. So 40, there's also something special in 40. And he completed all of the appointed time by his Lord. And Moses said unto his brother Aaron, Harun, alayhim as-salam, take my place among the people, do right and follow not the way of mischief makers. So two things. The first one is this 30 days of purification. So even though he had accomplished so much, it was really the beginning of his journey, because what lay ahead of him? And what happened when he went up to the mountain? He left his people just for a few days, a month, 40 days, and they immediately turned back to what was familiar to them in worshiping the golden calf. So he had a long road ahead of him. And remember, we know what happens. Instead of going to the promised land, he had to wander for 40 years in the desert. 40 years, by the way, is two generations. He had to lead his people for two generations to help transform the fabric of that community, to extract them from the ravages of enslavement, because it affected their psychology, it affected their outlook on the world, and their self-esteem. And their habits were deeply ingrained, so he had to work with them for 40 years and never even made it to the promised land. He died before he entered. So he was just beginning his journey. So to prepare him, Allah asked him to come up to the mountain. And instead of giving the revelation right away, he was there in isolation, in retreat, in reflection, in contemplation of God and his creation. And then he was ready. And when God revealed to him, he asked for more. Let's read. And I'm going to go to the English just for time's sake. because Dr. Saleh gave me half an hour tonight. No, I'm just kidding. He said,
eight more minutes.
All right, very good. 28 more minutes. All right. And when Moses came to our appointed meeting, he said, and his Lord had spoken unto him, he said, "My Lord, show me thyself." Imagine, he's the only person in the history of the world, of mankind, to whom God has spoken. And yet he's asking for more. He's asking to see God directly. Why? Why is Moses asking to see God? He already had the parting of the sea and the hand turning white and the staff turning to a snake. He miraculously escaped the most powerful tyrant on earth. Why is he asking to see God? It's an actual question. Anyone have the answer?
To secure his heart.
All right, to secure his heart. He's a human being. Even with all of that evidence, those miraculous experiences that he had firsthand, having God spoken to him, he still is a human being. So for all of us who are on our faith journey or on our trying to deepen our connection to God, having doubt, having questions, we saw also in the story of Ibrahim when he asked God to show him how he makes life. It's okay to question. We should confront the reality of our human heart and its frailties, and our tendencies to place ourselves in the middle of everything, when in reality God is at the center of everything. Even the way that we conceived of this earth, historically everyone always put the earth at the middle and everything else is revolving around the earth. And it took us quite a while in our exploration of existence to realize that it's not all about us. We're here, but we're so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And yes, earth is now rotating around the sun, which is itself rotating around a larger black hole in this galaxy. So it's okay to be on a faith journey and to have doubts and to turn to God and ask God for help in overcoming those things. Now, of course, he was not able to see God, and God tells him as much. He says, "You will not see me, but gaze upon the mountain, and if it still and if it stands still in its place, then thou wilt see me." And when his Lord revealed his glory to the mountain, he sent it crashing down, that mountain. And Moses fell down senseless. And when he awoke, he said, "Glory unto thee. I turn unto thee repentant. And I am the first of those who submit to your will." The first of the true believers. All right. I said there were 2 points. I only mentioned one. The second point is, when he went up to the mountain, he didn't just go up to the mountain, even though God called him up to the mountain. He told his brother, "You be responsible. You take over." He felt a weight of responsibility. Even though he's responding to the call of his Lord to go up to the mountain to receive revelation, he told his brother, "Be in charge and don't cave in to those who are corrupt." He said, "Aaron, take my place among the people. Do right and follow not the way of the mischief makers." He felt that degree of responsibility. And each one of you, men and women in this masjid, have been given a responsibility of leadership by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you have been placed in this time, in this place, with an ability, with an understanding, with a heart, and with these circumstances, and you are to make an impact and to make a change and to take that responsibility seriously, even as we go and we remove ourselves from this world to come and enjoy our connection to our Lord. We don't neglect our responsibilities. And when we go, even though we're not of the world, we're in the world. We're in the world and not of the world. We still have to fulfill our responsibilities to transform the society in which we live and to fulfill those obligations. Last point, and I'm coming to a close. Dr. Saleh, you're so patient. The last point is this. He said, "O Moses, I have preferred thee above mankind by my messages and by my speaking unto thee. So hold that which I have given thee." And here's the finale. and be among the grateful or the thankful. My dear brothers and sisters, God Almighty is challenging and burdening Moses with incredible tasks. And he still has a long road ahead. But right, even at the beginning of this 40-year journey, he's going to wander in the desert with these people who he's challenged by. God reminds him, I have blessed you in so many ways. So even though it's a heavy burden, be grateful, be thankful. And guess what the verse of Ramadan says in Surah Al-Baqarah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So the month of Ramadan that we have been blessed with, Allah wants us to fast, whoever is capable, and if we're not sick or on a journey, and that we complete the days. And he doesn't want hardship, he wants ease, but it is a responsibility, it's a burden, especially these long days of summer with work and family and all that's going on. But that perhaps, that we finish the number of days of fast, so that perhaps by the end of it all, we may attain a sense of gratitude. My dear brothers and sisters, it is with much gratitude that I am joining you in rank today in prayer, and that we are blessed here to gather in this safe space with the leadership of this community, with the blessed recitation of our imams, and let us, in this day of Ramadan, express our gratitude with humility as we bow and stand before our Lord and our Creator. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.